helping develop your vision, your mission, your core values is strategic for company success.
Welcome to another $4 million strategy here with Carl J. Cox. Today, our guest is Mark S. Lewis, author of Give a Damn. Mark, let's talk about today the concept of how do you create a great culture?
You know, that's such an important topic as a leader. You know, when I run CEO roundtables, the most thing that I really pinpoint on is how do you create a culture? Because I tell these people that are CEO leaders, look, the best way to lose A players is to tolerate C players. So one of the first things you do is you need to analyze your current culture and how these people fit in. So on a scale of A, B, and C, you kind of label these people whether they're A, B, or C players. And so what do I got to do to transition a C player to an A player? Sometimes it can happen, sometimes it cannot. But there's really a few things that you can do, and I think it all is evolved around creating a teamwork atmosphere. And how do you do that? Well, I have a couple things that you could implement. It's called the start, stop, keep routine. So what you're trying to do is you get feedback from your employees about what do we need to start doing that we're not doing? What do we need to stop doing that's not productive? And what do we need to keep on doing that we do well at? So you get this feedback and you get everybody together and you pick one or two or three things that you need to do as a company to create a better culture. And what that does, it involves people and gets them and you implement some of their ideas and everybody feels like now they're part of a family. One of the other things we do is creating core values. If you're a company that doesn't have core values, or if you've established core values, you might want to review them. And you sit down with your team and say, okay, I've got these, and I got 30 words that might be on a piece of paper. Pick the top five core values do you think our company is adheres to. And so you get the people together, you put them all down on paper, and then everybody agrees to the top five or seven core values. And so now people are energized and engaged to create core values within the company. And then what you do is you make sure that those are visible. So anytime they come through that door, everybody is visible to the core values. I'm also big about quarterly team gatherings or fun things to get people engaged outside the work environment. Get them together, enjoy each other. You know, I also thought this team exercise is, and I talked about this earlier, I have a unique interview technique, but you can also use that to learn what other people's interests are. And there's about 90 prompts. So you get everybody get a piece of paper and you ask questions and everybody writes down their answers. And then when you're done, you go all the way, everybody goes around and gives their answers like their favorite movie or their favorite sport or their favorite car. And so now you get to learn more about people. So what you're trying to do to create great company team culture is to create great teams that interact with each other and share each other. And now that's how that people motivated. They feel like they're part of a family. And it's even a great way to retain employees. So that's what I think is how do I get people engaged in my business so they feel like they're part of a family? And these are some of the suggestions that I would recommend.
And Mark, one of the things I love that you said there in the end is making sure it's the values of who you already are, not what you're trying to be, right? Because if you write down core values that aren't real, people will not believe them.
It's a great suggestion. And again, getting people involved in helping develop your vision, your mission, your core values is strategic for company success.
That's right. Mark, thank you so much for your contributions to helping how to create a great strategy on $4 million strategies today.
Thank you.